Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Furious text of 51551. The Irish property market is in chaos and way, way overpriced, is that listener. Cormac, it reminds me of wise words from a certain illustrious book that once said, it's grand, the boom just got boomier, boom, bang. Sure, it'll be grand, says that listener. And one more. Are we seriously going back to this madness again, says another listener. 51551. The murder of MP David Amos as he held a clinic in his constituency at the weekend has made politicians in the UK question their safety and security. It's a concern which was reflected in the Dáil today when all parties made statements on the murder of David Amos by a man who posed as a constituent looking for advice. The Taoiseach led today's tributes.
I join with you and all members of the House in expressing our deepest sympathies at the untimely and tragic death of Sir David Amos. Sir David was so needlessly murdered while meeting and serving his own constituents last Friday in Southend-on-Sea. Holding clinics is something that we as elected representatives do as part of our public service to the communities we serve. Face-to-face interaction with constituents is what makes our job worthwhile and fruitful. It's a crucial part of our democracy, and we should do our utmost to protect and to continue it. So David's murder was an attack on democracy.
And that was Micheál Martin in the Dáil this afternoon. Fergal Keane joins me now. Is safety a concern for politicians here, Fergal?
Not safety in the context of the murder of David Amos, but almost all leaders today spoke about the coarsening of political debate here and that the reality of political life has changed for the worse in recent years. And I just did a quick search this afternoon and I came up with a list of 15 TDs and senators who have reported either attacks, verbal assault or sustained online abuse from people just in the last 2 years, and that's by no means exhaustive. Now, the Crown Court said at the weekend that he was going to raise issues raised by the murder with the Garda Commissioner, but that he didn't expect the nature of Irish political life to change. And just those politicians who reported attacks or abuse, I'll just name a few of them. Leo Varadkar, recently assaulted in St. Stephen's Green, had a protest at his home. Simon Harris, also protests at his home. Sinn Féin's Martin Kenny, he had a car at his home subject to an arson attack. Just last week we spoke to Sinn Féin's Sorka Clark, whose constituency office had been the subject of misogynist graffiti. Former Senator Michelle Mulhern, she had her office also subject to an arson attack. Former Ministers John Halligan and Noel Murphy spoke about sustained abuse of them and their families. Angus Osnodig had a car driven at him. Michael Healy-Ray was threatened with being shot in the street. There was a subsequent court case there. Alleged harassment of Jennifer Carol McNeill is the subject of a current court case. And then former Senator Lorraine Higgins, she received death threats while in the Shannon. And that's just in the last couple of years. Going back further, there are people like Brendan Howland also protests at his home, and really just too many to mention.
Mm-hmm. You've been speaking to one of those who've suffered from these threats today, Fergal.
I mentioned Lorraine Higgins. She was a Labour senator and she said she had received 4 death threats and was bombarded with abuse during her time in public life. She told me how big an issue this was for people in politics.
It certainly depends on the gravity of the threat that you might have received as an Oireachtas member. And I guess it's best defined by the numbers who have reported incidents to the Gardaí. Many TDs and senators don't do this without careful consideration and obviously feeling in genuine fear for themselves or indeed for their families. I know from my own experience it was a big impediment to doing your job, and it certainly felt like an unacceptable occupational hazard. And, you know, I think if David Amos's death, tragic death, it tells you that these complaints need to be taken very seriously.
Do you think it's a problem that's getting worse? Because we heard earlier in the Dáil people speaking about the coarsening of Irish political life.
Absolutely. I would have noticed that myself as an Oireachtas member when I was contesting the 2014 European elections. I was issued with a number of threats around that time, and it seems that more and more Oireachtas members were subject to similar types of threats of violence, deaths and so on. And it seems like this has ratcheted up over the course of the last number of years to the extent that it's now deterring people from going into politics and pursuing it as a career option, which is only leading to the Irish people losing out, because we lose our best and brightest as a consequence of this kind of behaviour. And without taking these complaints seriously, it's really a threat to our democracy.
So it is stopping people from going into politics, I suspect, possibly women in particular?
Yes, we've seen a situation where women are targeted in particular with sexual violence, and most women who are, you know, trying to juggle their career, their family, really don't need this as an issue in their lives. And as a consequence, that is deterring people. And I certainly have spoken to a number of would-be candidates over the years. And while I've said that, you know, it has been a feature of my own political career, that at the same time, it is an opportunity to do good. But unfortunately, people see it as too high of a price to pay.
Do you think we take this seriously enough? For example, we had the Taoiseach who was assaulted. He had coffee thrown on him in St. Stephen's Green not so long ago.
I don't think it's been taken seriously enough. And I think if we just look across the water in the past week with the passing of David Amos and Joe Cox before that, I think we need to really heed the signs and the signals, and particularly in light of the increasing polarisation of politics in Ireland.
Heed the signs and the signals, says Lorraine Higgins there. What did politicians have to say about this issue today, Fergal?
There's a lot of concern about the changing nature of political life here. And any time you speak to a politician, they say this to you. Now, the murder of David Amos is on a whole different level. But there is a feeling that the abuse of politicians on the street, and especially online, has become commonplace. The co-leader of the Social Democrats, Catherine Murphy, spoke today in the Dáil about what she said was the coarsening of political debate. And I asked her later how big a problem this was.
Well, I think it's an issue that is there. For some people, it's a bigger fear than for others. Some people are particular targets. I don't think any of us should accept that for our fellow parliamentarians. There is no doubt that there's kind of a coarsening of political discourse, and there's no doubt that that's made politics much more toxic. We have to call that out.
The coarsening of politics, is that due to social media, or where is it coming from?
I think there's a lot of it is due to social media, where people feel that they can be anonymous, where they wouldn't say something to your face, but they would be happily say it, you know, from some anonymous account. And it can be quite vicious with with some people, and unnecessarily vicious and really nasty. People experience it in a different way, and it can be particularly targeted at women. But I wouldn't like to conflate the two in relation to what happened with David Amos. I think what's happening on social media is one thing, and I think that requires a different response. What happened, you know, there are no excuses. Nothing can excuse what happened. It was a line that was crossed and should never be crossed.
So politicians should still be out there, still meeting people, still having regular clinics?
I think we absolutely need to. There's no other way of keeping in contact with people and staying relevant and understanding the, you know, really the failures of the state, because that's the main reason people will contact you, you know, where something hasn't worked for them, and very often they're trying to navigate systems that really should be much more citizen-centred. You need to know what the real life experience for people is, so you absolutely have to have that relationship with your constituents, and irrespective of whether it's here, it's the UK or in other countries, you know, that is, I would say, essentially important to being relevant.
Have you yourself fallen victim to online abuse or to protests at your office, at your home?
I certainly have had abuse on social media, and I've had exchanges, in public places, but I haven't had protests outside my home or my office.
And that is Catherine Murphy of the Social Democrats. She makes a good point. Politicians have to have a relationship with their constituents, but unfortunately, it does come with a certain risk at this in this current climate. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Fergal Keane, thank you very much indeed.